Energy sector workers are looking for new jobs as the Biden administration makes the transition from oil and gas to renewable energy. The president's latest executive action on climate is having an impact on people who live in Wyoming, for example. And News Nation correspondent Brian Enten has spent the last few days in Wyoming and joins us there live tonight with perspective. Brian.
Yeah, Marty, you know, energy and coal jobs have been on the decline for years in this area, and the major concern among the people who live and work here is that it is only going to get worse with the Biden energy plan. So right now you have coal miners out looking for new lines of work.
If you show up to the Gillette Wyoming Workforce Center any day of the week, you'll meet people like Joe Klingon.
Well, right now I'm unemployed. I don't know for certain when I'm going back. I've talked to the boss more than once.
Joe's an electrician, laid off from an oil field, now looking for work.
Until they figure out this pandemic or what President Biden's plans are to see whether it's feasible to go back to work.
Wyoming is one of the top energy-producing states in the nation, but the mining jobs are disappearing.
And if they come in and they log in, they'll be able to build their own resume.
Rick Mansheim is the manager at the Workforce Center and showed us the latest job postings.
Well, they're still not going to pay anywhere near what they what miners were used to.
Look at like $11.25 an hour.
$11.25 for cashier.
That's a big difference from $35 an hour as a miner.
Oh yeah. Well, it's really hard, and it affects the obviously affects everybody in the county because these are well-paying jobs. You know, close to 80, 90, maybe even over.
80, 90,000 a year.
Yeah.
Wyoming lost 5,700 good-paying mining and logging jobs in just the last year. And miners worry President Biden's new energy and climate change plans will make the unemployment situation even worse. Mansheim says there are not other industries paying anywhere close to mining in Wyoming. So the only option for many of the miners is to relocate or come up with an entirely new career.
This is the West Pit.
Ray Berger worked at this mine for almost four decades.
It was 36 years, 10 months, and 1 week when the doors were closed at Black Jewel. And during that 40-minute drive, my mind was mile a minute trying to absorb and to process this whole thing that suddenly I was out of work after 37 years with the mine.
Ray had to reinvent himself, and his experience on the mine rescue team led him to enroll in nursing school.
Mr. Brown, now we've had a chance to give you your insulin shot, and how are you feeling?
Ray works the night shift as a janitor at an elementary school to support his family, and then goes to nursing school at Gillette College during the day. It sounds like a lot, but he was used to working 12 to 14 hour shifts at the mine.
I'm not the first student from the mining experience who's gone into the nursing program. I'm not the last. I'm not even the oldest.
The Workforce Center pays Ray's tuition through a coal grant. He's one of their success stories.
It isn't necessarily that the miners are able to adapt. I think it's just humans. We humans can adapt to change.
They're hard workers. They're loyal, extremely loyal.
Other miners have gone into construction and trucking jobs, but the hope among the leaders here in Gillette is that they can bring in new industry and factories to put more of these people to work as the energy jobs appear to continue to go away. Live in Gillette, Wyoming, Brian Enten, News Nation.